Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Washington Post newspaper has reported a phone call between President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Well, Mercer has the story.
Australian officials have confirmed that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and US President Donald Trump had a robust conversation over the weekend that was shorter than expected. The Washington Post has reported that Trump accused the Australian leader of seeking to export the next Boston bombers to America. The United States struck the refugee accord with Canberra last November. It could see up to 1,250 migrants from Australia's offshore camps be resettled in the US once they pass US vetting. Many are from Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
President Trump on Thursday said Iran had been formally put on notice for its ballistic missile launch, and he wanted warned that nothing is off the table in dealing with Tehran. In a series of tweets, Mr. Trump also continued his condemnation of the agreement that the U.S. and five other world powers reached to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. There were attacks in eastern Ukraine, a fifth day, renewed fighting between government troops and Russian-backed rebels. Two Ukrainian soldiers were killed, 10 others wounded. Rebels say one of their fighters was killed. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley condemned what she called Russia's aggressive actions in Ukraine and the eastern part of the country and warned that U.S. sanctions would remain on Russia until the Crimean Peninsula is returned to Ukraine. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis emphasized America's commitment today to support its allies in Asia along against the growing North Korean nuclear threat during his visit to South Korea. Mattis and his counterpart, South Korean Defense Minister Han Ming-kuo, met privately in Seoul and made brief statements to the press at the conclusion of those talks. Mattis made Northeast Asia his first overseas trip, he says, to stress the importance of maintaining the long-standing U.S. alliances with South Korea and Japan, where he visits next. The new U.S. Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, spoke to employees for the first time, saying he will adopt principles of accountability as well as honesty and respect to ensure the agency operates in the most productive and most efficient way possible. He said employees should be permitted to express their political opinions, but that differing personal convictions should not be allowed to harm the department's ability to work as a team.
We're on the same team. We share the same mission. Honesty will undergird our foreign policy, and we'll start by making it the basis of how we interact with each other.
Tillerson spoke the same week as a memo was signed by nearly 1,000 State Department officials expressing opposition to President Trump's recent order to temporarily ban travelers from 7 countries. Here is the latest on the confirmation process to fill President Trump's cabinet. A U.S. Senate committee, voting with only Republicans attending, has voted to send to the full Senate the nomination of Scott Pruitt to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Congressman Mick Mulvaney moved closer to confirmation as the White House budget director. Two committees approved his nomination by votes along party lines. European Union heads of state meet today in Malta for a summit that will focus on curbing migration from Libya. That story now from Henry Ridgewell.
Ahead of the summit, European leaders have warned the bloc faces multiple threats, and topping the list is the continuing flow of migrants from Libya. Council President Donald Tusk met Libyan Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj Thursday and pledged Europe support.
Now it is time to close down the route from Libya to Italy.
European officials insist the flow of migrants can be stopped with coordinated action. Analysts say agreeing and implementing a deal with the numerous rival power bases in Libya will be extremely challenging. Henry Ridgewell, London.
And get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.